And the result of the many, many trips I made with Irvin Milgate was that one morning at about 4 a.m. he called me in New York. He was in Northwestern University at the Humanities Department, he was also, to remind you, he was also a liaison for the Boy Scouts of America for all of their visual things that included tapes movies and public live presentations and so on. And he said to me, "Jack, I've got it." I said, "What is it?" After I rubbed my eyes. And he said, we have a thing called the molten meteor. It defies gravity. It can move up and down and sideways, and it can jump on things and absorb them." And I said, "Okay, so what happens to it?" He says, "Well, they consume flesh." I said, "Fine. Then what?" He says, "Okay, so then if you don't get ahead of it, then it will consume you and grow bigger and bigger and bigger." I said, "Well, how do we do it in?" He says, "Aha. Well, you can't burn it, you can't shoot it, you can't explode it, it just doesn't affect it." I said, "All right, now we have to have a solution that Grandma could cook up on her stove, because I want everybody in the audience that sees this potential movie to say, 'Damn, of course.'" And he said, "Okay, I'll call you back." And the next thing, I'd say it was about 2 hours later, he says, "Jack, I got it." I said, "What's that?" He says, "You freeze it."
Yeah.
And I said, "Let's go make a movie."